The National Labour Commission has faulted government for provoking the indefinite strike embarked upon by the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAG. The commission yesterday met UTAG, Ministry of Education, National Council for Tertiary Education, and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission over the UTAG strike. At the end of deliberations, the Labour Commission said that it considers the move by the Ministry of Education to meet UTAG at the time their dispute had been referred to voluntary arbitration as an interference in the procedure, an action the Commission believes might have provoked the UTAG strike. A statement signed by the Executive Secretary of the National Labour Commission, Dr. Mrs. Bernice Welbeck, also accused the two parties of playing a role in the current quagmire in which they find themselves. It adds that having appeared before the Commission, the two sides have agreed to continue with the voluntary arbitration process in accordance with Act 651. In view of this, the statement said the status quo remains. It further bars the parties from resorting to the media while the dispute is under arbitration. Dr. Mrs. Welbeck later spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The commission met the parties yesterday, first of all, to confirm whether a UTAG had declared indefinite strike as we heard in the media, and also to look at the issue and give the necessary directives as to the way forward.
At the meeting, what were the agreements that you reached?
First of all, let me just explain that the issue in dispute over which this declaration of strike has been made as an issue that was pending before the commission. And the commission, in line with the dispute settlement procedures under the law, had referred the matter or the issues to voluntary arbitration with the consent of the party. The process was triggered on the 3rd of July and the parties were duly notified. So the commission was expecting that it would be receiving an arbitration award from the arbitrator once the process is triggered.
Madam, by the way, we want to find out from you, has the Ministry of Education officially complained to you that its employees, that is the UTAG, have gone on strike? I'm asking this question because you understand that in the Potag case, when you went to court, that was one of the grounds on which your case was thrown away, that nobody complained to you that Potag was on strike.
Indeed, we did receive a letter from the arbitrator stating that he had invited the parties to a preliminary meeting, I think 2 weeks back or last week. I don't have the letter readily available. And that he got a message from UTAG that the meeting should be rescheduled. So definitely the matter is pending before us. So once arbitration is time-bound and we are counting the days, and we heard of this, whether Ministry of Education has complained or not, this matter is a matter that is pending before the commission.
Right. I want you to clarify this point for me, that the move by the Ministry of Education to meet UTAG when the matter had been referred to voluntary arbitration constituted an interference in the procedure. What exactly are you saying here? Do you think government erred in trying to intervene in the process?
The commission is saying that, yes, the procedure has been triggered. The process has been triggered. That is voluntary arbitration, and the parties are obliged to go by that procedure. So I don't think that we went on a fault-finding mission. We just clarified and telling the parties what they are supposed to do and what they are supposed not to do.
By this statement, it means that UTAG, for that matter, must call off the strike.
Paragraph 3 of the statement says that with the ongoing arbitration process, the status quo ante remains. What the commission is saying is that the situation as it existed before or at the time of the referral to voluntary arbitration would have to be what it should be for the voluntary arbitration procedure to continue.
And what is that position?
The situation as existed at the time that the process was triggered, the parties are very aware of that position, of that situation, and so they have to go back to that position and have for the matter to be resolved.
Yes, I'm asking the question for purposes of public education.
Yes, that everything should return to normalcy for the process to go on.
The Executive Secretary of the National Labour Commission, Dr. Mrs. Bernice Welbeck, talking to Bubu Klinogo.